Politics. Leaders in Busia County have been urged to put the interest of people first and deliver services. Speaking in Busibwabo Ward, Busia County Assembly Speaker Frederick Odilo urged the elected leaders to deliver on the promises they made to their electorates. "We have seen what has been happening in our country. This is a warning to all of us leaders in our county that we should now work on the promises we made to our people," he said. Eng Odilo asked those leaders who cannot work and deliver to step aside and give space to those who can deliver. "If you cannot work, it is good to leave the position before you are visited by your people. If you have not been working, you know what is going to happen to you. People now understand what they should be getting, so we can no longer hide ourselves from those who gave us these position," he said. Eugene Masombo, who unsuccessful vied for the post of Finula Member of Parliament, called on the county government of Busia to be accountable to the residents who elected them and provide good services. "Today, if you go to our referral hospitals in Busia, there is no medicine, but you will always hear that millions of money has been used for renovations. All leaders must be accountable to the people who elected them, regardless of the ethnic group. The youth have said their revolution is now coming to counties. We welcome them fully so that these county leaders can deliver for us," he said. Emmanuel Asore from Matios constituency in his address asked the president to consider the county by giving him another opportunity to serve in his cabinet. "We are happy with what the president did. Leaders should serve the people and not themselves. We are requesting him to look for a person with integrity and qualification from our county and give him an opportunity to serve in his cabinet," he said. Eunice Adiambo, a resident, faulted the leadership of the county government for not delivering to the people. "This is not the Busia we were promised during the last election. Every section is rotting, starting from health, water to infrastructure, and yet our governor and MCAs are doing nothing about it," she said. Busia Governor Paul Otuoma on Friday said he was working to ensure the wage bill reduces to 35%. Otuoma noted that a lot of money had been used to pay salaries to the county staff, stating that they had agreed on the ways which will help to reduce expenditure on salaries and increase what is spent on developments in the county.